Joining us this morning with a look at what's happening on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So the state has once again been distributing COVID funds to many South Shore communities, it appears.
Yes, at different levels, we've been distributing different funds, as you know, in Plymouth County, with the leadership of Treasurer O'Brien and the county commissioners. We've opted to use the federal funds and administer them through the county level, which has been a tremendous success. We were able to get municipalities funds, COVID relief funds, faster and more efficiently than the state has been able to do so. And I'm proud to have been a partner with the county commissioners and the treasurer to make that happen for Marshfield and Scituate and the other 27 communities in Plymouth County.
Now, do you see more federal funds coming to the state for distribution anytime soon?
Well, we have the ARPA funds that we are trying to finalize with the governor coming up. We came to a consensus agreement with the Senate. The governor had a couple of minor disagreements, so we have some overrides to do in the coming weeks, but we're hoping to get the first round of ARPA relief funding out to our municipalities, our nonprofits, and other businesses in the coming weeks here.
Now, do you also see the legislature getting involved with either a mask mandate or remote learning, two big issues that have been with COVID right now?
I don't think that's on the table right now at a legislative level. We know that the governor has been looking at this very closely. The Commissioner of Education has been working with our superintendents. We know that the full remote learning was very difficult on our kids last year. The new Omicron virus, although very contagious, is not as strong as the original strain of the virus. We are doing everything we can to increase testing and to make sure that people are getting vaccinated and boosted. But at this point, we are doing everything that we can to keep kids safe in school, but we're also encouraging folks to participate in in-person learning because it's really what's best for the kids.
And in other news, you also signed on to a letter asking for a discussion regarding a Route 3A intersection.
Yes, Senator O'Connor, myself, Rep. Moschino, have been working very closely with the Department of Transportation. There have been issues at Manlot Road and Booth Hill Road along 3A in Scituate. There have been numerous crashes that have ended in serious bodily injury and sometimes fatalities. So the Department of Transportation has had a plan to pretty much redo most of 3A through 2024. We signed a letter and we've been working with the secretary to let him know that there's an urgency that's necessary and it needs to be done before that. So we look forward to some progress there. They've been very responsive, and I think that once we get that traffic light implemented in that location, it's going to save some lives.
And you also expressed support for a bill that would pay student loans for those in law enforcement.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with discussions. As you know, student loan debt across this country is a major issue. It's not just for police officers, but for a lot of young people trying to get educated and get their start in the workforce. We have over $1 trillion in student loan debt countrywide. Anything that we can do to reduce the student loan burden on hardworking low and middle class folks is something that I'm supporting and looking into. And I'm hoping that that bill moves as the session continues on.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.